AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. A legal nightmare that began 8 years ago in Italy ended late today when Italy's highest court threw out the second of two murder convictions against American Amanda Knox from Seattle and her former Italian boyfriend who had been convicted of killing Meredith Kircher, Knox's British roommate in Perugia where they were studying. AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports the court will add a formal written comment within a few months as to why they decided to throw out the conviction in 2014.
The way it goes in Italy is they don't come out and say, we did this, we think this, because they don't come out like jurors would come out, say, in the United States and say, hey, we really didn't buy the evidence or we thought he was guilty without a doubt. It doesn't happen like that here. Within two, 3 months, they will put a very, probably many, many pages, point by point, they will say what led them to their decision.
AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.